Eldridge Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Sawyer, Huck Finn, Penrod Schofield, they're more than characters in fiction, for the things they do and say are the things real boys do and say. And now Henry Aldrich joins the ranks of typical teenage American lads. He's a boy in your block, perhaps in your own home. Now it's just after breakfast on Saturday. The scene is in the Aldrich living room.
Well, Henry, have you any idea as to where it is?
No, Mother, that's the part that puzzles me.
But where did you leave it last?
I thought I left it in the hall closet, right beside my right one.
Well, dear, you can't go outside with only one rubber on.
But, Mother, the sun's shining. It's a beautiful day.
I know, but it's terribly muddy. Now, just sit down here and try to remember where you wore your rubbers last.
I've tried to remember, and that's another thing that puzzles me.
Will you sit down, please?
Yes, Mother. Listen, Mother, don't you think I ought to go out and at least speak to them?
I do not. There's no reason why Homer and Willie can't wait for you.
Henry! But, Mother, it's cold out there on the front porch.
Hey, Henry!
Henry, isn't someone calling you?
Yes, Father, only Mother feels... She feels...
What are you doing with one rubber on?
Sammy says the other one disappeared.
Right off his foot?
Gee, Father, I've looked every place and it just isn't here. Couldn't I just be careful with this when I do have?
How would you do a thing like that?
Well, I could put most of my weight on just my right foot. Or if necessary, I could just hop.
Yeah.
Yay, Henry.
Henry, go out and tell those boys to please keep quiet.
Yes, Father.
And Henry, as soon as you told them, you're to come back here.
Yes, Mother. About how much longer shall I tell them I'll be tied up?
We don't know. Sam, I wish you'd have a talk with him.
What about
him? His carelessness. I think it's getting worse.
Very well, I'll have a talk with him tomorrow.
Why can't you do it now?
Well, the fact is, Alice, I plan to do something else.
But...
It's Saturday morning, and actually...
Don't you think you should follow this up right now so the next time he'll remember?
No.
Yes. I was reading an article in the Sunday paper, and they said that most parents let so much time go by that the child forgets what it's being punished for. And naturally, it leaves a very bad wound.
On whom, the parents?
See, Mother, do Homer and Willie have a great idea?
Yes.
Henry, I think your father would like to have a talk with you.
With me?
He'll tell you what it's about.
Yes, Mother.
Henry, do you realize how serious this rubber business is?
I think so, Father.
You've had three pairs of rubbers this winter, haven't you?
Yes, Mother. And I just don't see how they could have gone that fast.
Yes. Now, suppose I lost everything I owned. What would you think?
Well, I don't know, Father.
You wouldn't think I had a great deal of character, would you?
Well, it would all depend on what your reasons were for losing them.
Now, let's not start reasoning. You and I have been through reasoning before.
Yes, Father.
Do you realize all the rest of this winter and all through this coming spring, you're going to have only one rubber to your name? What are we going to do about it?
Couldn't we buy another pair?
Another pair? Do you realize how much another pair costs? And, that is a matter of fact, there probably isn't even another pair for sale in this entire town.
I saw some in the emporium window yesterday, Father.
You did? That has nothing to do with it. Don't you know that this country is facing a shortage of rubber?
Yes, Father.
Think of it. At a time when our army and our navy both need all they can get, you come home without your left rubber and ask me to buy a new pair.
Well, I guess I just didn't think, Father.
And let me tell you something. You're going to find that rubber if it takes you all day.
Yes, Father.
You will start looking for it, and you'll keep on looking for it until you find it. Is that clear?
Yes, Father.
Henry!
I thought you told those boys to go home.
Well, I'll go tell him to come back in an hour, just to play.
Sam!
Yes, Alice?
Are you alone?
I am.
Dear, I couldn't help hearing you just now, and I wonder...
You wonder what?
Well, frankly, I think you were a little hard on Henry.
Didn't you want me to be?
Sam, I merely asked you to give him a talking to.
And I did. I told him he'd have to find the rubber in no uncertain terms.
But, Sam, that's the point. Don't you realize that this is Saturday, the first nice day we've had in weeks, and now Henry has to stay in just to find the rubber?
Well, teach him a lesson. The more he has to. Naturally. You think I was a bit hard on him?
Frankly, I do.
Well, I can't very well turn around now and tell him he doesn't have to look for it. That would be worse than if I just let the whole thing go.
And I agree with you. I'm just sorry that you made an issue of it.
Well, Alice, I didn't really care about his rubber. I just happened to walk into the room here, and the first thing I knew, you were asking me to speak to him.
Now, Sam, let's not try to shift the blame onto me.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. This is your problem. But I do hope this doesn't leave a mark on Henry.
Oh, Henry! Oh, Mr. Aldridge. Is Henry around here and back any place?
Henry's inside, Homer.
Oh. Mr. Aldridge, is he staying inside?
I'm afraid he is.
Oh. Well, Mr. Aldridge, when we left here, he said he'd be ready in about an hour.
He did?
Yes, sir. That was about an hour ago.
I see how he's getting along. I'm going right in.
Yes, sir.
Homer.
Yes, Mr. Aldridge.
Does your father know you're out today without any rubbers?
No, sir, I don't think he does.
Well, parents worry about a thing like that. It's pretty muddy.
I've got my rubbers on, Mr. Aldridge.
Yes, well, it. Well, that's fine. That's fine. You keep them on. Now, see how much longer Henry's going to be.
Sam!
Yes, Alice?
What have you been doing out there on the back porch?
Oh, nothing much. Just poking around. Henry!
Yes, Father?
Have you found that rubber?
I haven't found that one exactly, but I found an old galosh, though.
Henry, that is not yours. It's Mary's.
Mary's? Is her foot as big as that?
Go out and tell them you're still looking for your rubber.
Father, couldn't I just try this galosh on?
Henry, you're not going out through the streets of this town wearing one rubber and one lady's overshoe.
But Mother...
Henry, go out there and speak to them.
Yes, Father. The only thing is, what can I tell them?
Hi, fellas.
Well, Henry, are you all ready to start?
Well, here's the situation, Homer. I don't think I can get away right now.
Now listen, Henry, didn't you call us early this morning and say, boy, it looks like a swell day, let's pack our lunches and take a trip on our bicycles?
Yeah, sure, Willie, but I didn't mean we should start off as soon as I hung up the receiver.
You didn't just hang up. This is the third time we've been here.
But, Homer, it isn't even noon yet. Who wants to go off on a trip now? Gee whiz, it's only 10:30. Why don't you come back, say it? 11, and that'll give us just a nice half hour to get out someplace, and gee whiz, our lunches will taste a lot better.
Why?
Because, Willie. And what is there to do until 11:30? There are a lot of things. Have you seen the new factory they're putting up on the other side of town?
A new factory?
Sure. And over at the railroad station, they're building a whole new freight platform.
They are?
Sure. And how about the shingling job they're doing on the courthouse?
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Sure, there are all kinds of things to see around this town. And here you are, just standing around waiting for me. Now go on.
So long, Henry.
We'll be back in an hour.
Okay.
Henry.
Yes, Father.
Did you look under the cellar stairs?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember where you might have worn your rubber last?
Well, I'll tell you. I think it was just a week ago today. It had been raining all night. And I remember waking up and looking out the window and thinking, gee, Mother's going to make me wear my rubbers.
And where did you go?
After I got up? Well, I got dressed and...
After you left the house?
Oh. Well, I left the house and went over to watch them pour cement.
Where?
They're repairing the library steps, Father. And then I remember going over to the railroad station and watching them pour some cement.
Then where did you go?
Well, directly from there, I don't remember. But I was a little tired, I remember that.
Were your feet hot?
Yes, Father, that I can say.
Well, suppose, son, you go in the living room where you'll be alone and just sit down and try to remember.
But, Father, I've already tried to remember sitting down.
But will you please go in there?
Yes. But every time I get to the railroad station, my mind goes blank.
Dad!
Yes, Alice?
Yes, Henry?
He's just gone in to think. So why can't I tell him to forget the whole thing?
And undermine your position as a parent, Sam?
Just because of one rubber?
Yes, dear. Of course, the thing I'm really sorry about is he's missing a picnic.
A picnic?
Sam, the boys were going on a picnic on their bicycles, and I told Henry he couldn't possibly go unless he first cleaned up the backyard.
All right, tell him he can skip cleaning up the yard.
Now, dear, it's just as important for me to uphold my position as it is for you to uphold yours.
I see.
Where are you going?
No place. Just outside space.
Mother!
Yes?
I just happened to remember where I went after the railroad station.
Where?
Down on Main Street to watch a steam shovel, but then my mind goes blank again.
Thank you.
turned back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge.
Henry!
Mother, could I step out onto the front porch for just a second?
Dear, it seems to me you'd find your rubber a great deal quicker if you didn't spend all your time stepping out and speaking to Homer.
But, Mother, I only step out about once an hour, and that's reasonable, isn't it?
Well, hurry up then.
Yes, Mother. And, Mother, in case I don't find my rubber in time to go with them, you wouldn't want them to stay here for lunch, would you?
I certainly would not.
That's what I thought, so I won't invite them. Listen, Homer, how would you and Willie like to do this?
We aren't going to do anything, Henry, except to start. Are you interested in going?
Of course, Homer. Naturally, or I wouldn't be coming out here on the porch every 10 minutes. But, Homer, don't you think we'd all enjoy our lunch if we waited until we got even hungrier?
No, I'm so hungry I could eat now.
All right, why don't we eat right here?
Where?
Right here, in my front yard, under that tree.
What's the matter, Henry? Are you being punished or something?
Punished, Homer? What do you mean, punished? Gee whiz, I just want to find my left rubber first.
Oh, so that's it. You can't go out without your rubber.
I can, too. It's just that... Well, gee whiz, now you think I care anything about even my country?
Your country?
Yeah, that shows how much you know, Homer. Don't you realize there's a shortage of rubber and my father's very upset?
Why, hasn't he got a pair?
Sure he has, but I'm going through the whole house trying to find mine. Don't you think I want to do my share?
How?
Well, gee whiz, rubbers are practically priceless today.
How do you know?
My father said so.
Well, why didn't you tell me? I'll go tell Willie.
Where is he?
He had to go home and change his trousers. He stood too near the mixer when they dumped the cement.
Well, gee whiz, if he's going to do things like that, we're never going to get started.
Henry, if the telephone rings, I'll be down in the basement.
Yes, Mother. Doing what?
Raising up your father's workbench.
But listen, Willie, don't you realize it's time for us to go over and pick up Henry?
Homer, for the last time, I can't come right this minute.
Why not? Are you being punished?
No, I'm not. The only reason I can't come now is my mother says I've got to find my corduroy pants first.
Oh, gee, is this a swell way to spend a Saturday?
What have you got those three rubbers in your hand for?
I'm taking them over to Henry. And boy, was I lucky. All the rubbers in our cellar were for the left foot.
How much is he paying for them?
Paying? What do you mean paying?
Why, I thought you said Mr. Aldridge said the one he lost was practically priceless.
It is.
Well, listen, Homer, don't you realize that Henry's probably collecting them for his father? He's paying good money for them.
Sure. Boy, am I dumb.
You certainly don't think Henry would throw away a whole Saturday just so he could keep one foot dry, do you?
Well, you know, Willie, I wondered about that myself.
Sure.
Really?
But yes, Mother.
Are you looking for your trousers?
Oh, gee whiz. Yes, Mother.
Hello? Hello, is this Dr. Bennington? Doctor, you two better to drop in sometime this afternoon. Well, no, nothing serious. Mrs. Aldridge caught her hand in my vise.
In my vise?
For some reason, she decided to clean up my workbench, and her hand caught in the vise, and she got panicky and turned it the wrong way. No, I'm sure it's perfectly all right, but I'd feel better if you could take a look at her hand. Thank you, Doctor. Goodbye.
Father?
Yes, Mary?
Mom, how long can I let the lamb chops broil?
I have no idea. Broil them as quickly as you can and serve them. It's 2 o'clock, and I'm hungry.
Dad?
Yes, Alice?
What are you doing?
I'm putting in another phone call.
To whom?
Operator, I want Elm 446.
Dad!
What?
I'll
tell him about Henry when he gets here. Hello, is this the economy repair shop? Listen, Mr. Aldridge, I wonder whether you could come over and pick up our sewing machine and vacuum cleaner and electric fan. Well, they were stored in a closet, and my daughter accidentally pulled the fan down off the shelf, and it fell onto the sewing machine and then bounced onto the vacuum cleaner. No, she's all right. Well, thank you. Goodbye.
Dad?
Yes, Alice?
Please go in Henry's room and see whether he's resting comfortably. Gee whiz, Willie, why can't you come out?
I told you 10 times, Toby. My pants are covered with cement.
Oh!
Here, can you catch these rubbers when I throw them out the window?
Sure. How much did you say Mr. Aldridge is paying for them?
Well, from the way Homer talks, he'll pay at least 50 cents apiece, I think.
Is that right? Just for old rubbers?
Sure, it's the chance of a lifetime.
Well, Willie, why is he only buying the ones for the left foot?
That's it, Toby. Always asking questions. You know this is a man for tinfoil, don't you?
Yes.
You ever ask what they use it for?
No.
You ever ask why they'd rather have the tinfoil flat than rolled up?
No.
Then don't ask why they want just left rubber. It may be a military secret.
Oh!
And Toby, when you see Homer, tell him not to start on the picnic without me. I think I'll find my chance for the next half hour.
is fine. In fact, you'd never know anything had happened.
Oh.
How's lunch coming?
It'll be ready in just a few minutes, Father. All I have to do is open those two cans of beans.
Beans?
Yes, Father. When I tell Mother what happened to the truck, she told me where she had some beans put away. What was the matter with Henry?
Nothing but an attack of hay fever. He got it rummaging through some things that are in the attic.
Oh. Do you want anything with your beans, Father?
Such as what?
Oh, bread and butter. We've got some raw carrots. They'd be very good for you.
Get me anything you have. Just hurry.
Yes, Father.
Yes?
Listen, Father, if I go up to the attic real carefully and don't stir up any dust, don't you think I could take one more look?
Henry, I have a little surprise for you.
For me?
Yes. Here is your rubber.
Well, gee whiz, where did you find it?
In the back of the car.
Well, imagine.
Now you can go right along on your picnic.
Well, thank you very much. Boy, am I in luck. Oh, gee whiz.
What's the matter?
Well, this isn't my rubber.
Well, what difference does it make? Where is?
But, Father, if this isn't my rubber, I really shouldn't, should I?
Why not?
Father, I didn't even find it.
Henry, put it back on and wear it.
Oh, no, Father, that wouldn't be right.
Henry, what's the matter?
Mother, do you think it would be honorable for me to wear this after I put Father to all the trouble of finding it when I should have found it?
Dear, if that fits, put it on and please get out. I'm so sick of this whole thing, I never want to see another pair of rubbers as long as I live.
Yes, Mother.
Henry. And go tell Homer you'll be right out.
Yes, Mother.
Homer, I'll be right out.
When you see what I've got for you.
Okay, just as soon as I get my things on. Gee whiz, have you got that much? Boy, have they got a lot to eat out there.
Yes.
They said I should even bring a basket.
Well, if they have any they can spare, bring it in.
Paul, we don't need a basket. We'll just bring them right in.
You bring what in?
The rubber.
And the rubber?
Sure, look. 17, and all for the left foot.
What's that?
Look, Henry, I've got 11 and three boots.
Three boots?
Yeah, and they're all for the left foot, Mrs. Aldrich.
Toby, don't put those on the floor.
Where do you want them? In the living room?
Bobby, you want it on the telephone?
I'll be right there.
Boys, take every one of those rubbers right back out the door.
You mean you're going to make a pile on the front lawn?
Hello?
Hello, is this Captain Aldrich?
Captain Aldrich, this is Mr. Aldrich.
Mr.?
This is Samuel Aldrich.
Well, I was wondering who Captain Aldrich would be. Now, I'll tell you, Mr. Aldrich, this is the manager of the Rialto Field.
Yes?
We've got a lost and found room down here that's been accumulating stuff for the last 10 years. Now, it would take us a few hours to separate the rights from the left, but we can send you probably 200.
I beg your pardon?
I say we can supply you with 200 left rubbers. Now, how much do they bring?
May I ask who told you I was in the market for rubbers?
Well, I heard two or three sources.
Well, whoever it was told you was wrong.
Yes?
Yes, sir. I'm afraid you're the victim of a practical joke.
I am? Well, I certainly apologize, Mr. Aldrich. I wonder how a thing like that could get started.
I have no idea. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Henry, may I speak with you?
You want to speak with me, Father?
Hey, Henry, I found my pants.
Now, wait a minute, Willie. We're not in the market for pants.
For pants? Oh, all I brought were these rubbers. I found six more.
Willie, I just told you boys to take those rubbers outside.
You didn't tell me, Mrs. Aldridge. I've been home getting my pants.
Sam, go out in the kitchen and help Mary open those cans of beans while I answer this phone.
She doesn't have them open yet.
Oh, she cut herself. Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Aldridge?
Yes.
Well, this is Mrs. Marshall, Willie's mother.
Yes.
I just called to tell you, Mrs. Aldridge, what a splendid thing we think it is you're doing.
What?
Yes, everyone in town is talking about it.
About what?
Well, I just had the most marvelous idea. Naturally, we'd all like to chip in and help, and I thought that next week I might give a rubber luncheon.
A what?
A rubber luncheon. You can't come unless you bring one.
Well, that's lovely. I'd be glad to come. What is it I have to bring again?
You don't have to bring a thing. You've already done more than your share. Only, why do they want only the left?
The left?
What are they going to do, call in the right later?
What's that?
I suppose it's one of those military matters that I wouldn't understand.
Well, Mrs. Marshall, I'm afraid I don't understand myself.
Well, will you be with us on next Wednesday?
Yes, I guess so.
Yes, where's the iodine?
All right, and we'll have an open forum afterwards. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Sam, am I crazy?
Father!
What is it, Henry?
There's a junk man out in front with a whole wagon load of rubbers, but he says you'll have to sort them yourself.